currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. The Juanita Neighborhood Association has some new bragging rights. Its latest project was producing brand new informative signs about the area's history, located on the Juanita Bay Bridge. Karen Lightfeld, the treasurer of the association and lead on the project, highlighted the updates made to the signs.
The history on these signs is so much more complete than the ones that were put in 1976. And during this process, we were able to find some new pictures for the collection, which of course is now at the Heritage Society, and a lot more detailed information.
The rich history on these signs was also noted by Ken Albinger, the chair of the Juanita Neighborhood Association.
Karen has worked with the Historical Society to get this particular frame rebuilt. The one that was here that was fairly badly faded had only about half the information that's on this one. And so she worked with the Historical Society to gather a lot more information and tell some good stories of the first school and some of the families, including the Forbes family, whose Forbes house is still preserved here in Juanita. And it tells some of the stories of the beach house, and so there's some great stories about old Juanita Bay.
The renovation of these signs took a lot of time and effort, but the organization won't slow down and is already queuing up on its next project.
I feel like we're going to get the next two done and installed. It's a long time from getting it written to getting it. The designer, who is Dimitri at the City of Kirkland, he did it, and then Parks had to rebuild this whole frame because it was wood left over from 1976 and rotting. So they did a beautiful job, and now we've got the layout planned, and we know how we're doing the installation, so it's going to be easier, and we'll just keep trying to raise money for more signs to fill up the other side.
Make sure to stop by to appreciate the work done by the Juanita Neighborhood Association and support their continued endeavors. You can find more information about the organization by checking out their website at www.juanitaneighborhoods.org or liking their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Juanita Neighborhood. Kirkland neighborhoods not only have exciting projects to look forward to, but also fun local events. The annual Kirkland Artist Studio Tour that encompasses many local neighborhoods is coming up on Mother's Day weekend. These self-guided tours are on May 10th and 11th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pam Rembold, the executive director of the Kirkland Arts Center, had this to say about the event.
This is the 11th year of the Kirkland Artist Studio Tour, and this particular year we will have 47 different artists at 20 different sites. And probably the best place to ever start that tour is here at the Kirkland Arts Center. We'll have about 10 on premise here. And it's a great place to pick up a map and figure this all out. It's a free public event. We do have a VIP offering that will include some wonderful wineries, the Grape Choice, along with the new Maison de Lille. And then clear up north will be on by the Brian James location, Northwest Cellars and Skylight Cellars. So it's going to be this fantastic opportunity for people to really get an idea of what the Kirkland art scene is about.
Local artwork is even dispersed throughout her office at the Kirkland Arts Center. She explained how many of the pieces around her were created by artists that will be included in the tour.
Brian Summers has created these pieces, and he does a vast majority of his work here at the Kirkland Arts Center. He's going to be featured over at Sotheby's in the downtown corridor that's co-located with the Maison de Lille. And this is probably the most extraordinary new business combination that I've seen downtown in a while. So that's kind of a must-see as far as places to go during the Kirkland Artist Studio Tour.
See more about these local artists and the tour festivities at KirklandArtistStudioTour.com. For other Mother's Day activities, visit explorekirkland.com. Serving all of Kirkland's local neighborhoods is the brand new Kirkland Justice Center. The project was previously labeled as Public Safety Building until the City Council recently approved the name Kirkland Justice Center. Plans are underway to celebrate the opening of this newest city facility. There will be a grand opening on May 31st from 1 to 4 p.m. for the general public, where attendees will get an inside look into the brand new facilities and learn more about the available resources through interactive displays. The event will be kicked off by the Kirkland Police Department Honor Guard, welcome remarks by Kirkland officials, and the ceremonial plaque unveiling. The public will even be able to go on 3 self-guided tours, allowing them to get a glimpse into areas such as the courtroom, the holding cell, crime lab, firing range, and much more. The Justice Center bolsters 102,000 square feet of interior space to house both the Kirkland Police Department and the Kirkland Municipal Court. Located centrally in the Totem Lake Business District on Northeast 118th Street, this prime location works to serve all residents, including those who were involved in the recent 2011 annexation. Construction began in May 2013, and the building is expected to be fully operational by July 2014. Further information about the building and the opening event can be found at www.kirklandwa.gov/public-safety-building. In elections news, the latest King County ballot featured 2 measures, one on transportation and the other on education. The transportation measure outlines funding for bus service, road maintenance, and other transportation improvements through increasing sales tax and car tab fees. The education measure covers authorizing the construction of new schools, a rebuild of Juanita High School, an addition to Lake Washington High School, and other improvements through issuance of general obligation bonds. The preliminary results of the ballot reveal 2 close races. The King County Transportation Prop 1 shows about 45% voting yes and about 55% voting no. The Lake Washington School District Prop 1 indicates about 51% of voters approving the measure and about 49% rejecting it. In order to be validated, the transportation measure requires a simple majority, while the education measure requires at least 60% in votes of approval and a minimum turnout of 18,503 votes. This means that presently, both of the measures are failing to pass. The final certified results will be available on May 6th. You can find out more about the election at www.kingcounty.gov/elections. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.